Welcome into this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package. After a 21-0 win over Salina South in Week 1, the McPherson Bullpups made their way to Winfield in Week 2 to take on the 0-1 Vikings. Winfield had lost 7-3 at Ark City in Week 1 and was looking to take a much-improved team into their matchup with McPherson. The Bullpups wasted no time in taking the ball 74 yards down the field to start the game, entering the red zone and then striking from 19 yards out.
Jonah Clark, the fullback, will move over behind Dawson Van Gotham at left tackle. Nearly 4 minutes into the game, Pappas in a three-step drop, looking over the middle, deep post, behind Gabe Hoover, but he still brings in the grab. Touchdown, Bullpups! Gabe Hoover from 19 yards out makes his first touchdown grab of the season, and with 7:59 left to go in the first quarter, the Bullpups strike first.
The first of two connections with Gabe Hoover and Kyler Hoppus in Week 2, and McPherson held a 7-0 lead. After a Winfield punt, the Bullpups were forced to a 3-and-out as well, and then followed that up with a 3-and-out of their own on defense. As the first quarter was winding down, the Bullpups would this time drive 83 yards, but finish with the same result.
Hoppus will take a deep drop, throwing over the middle of the field. He's got Gabe Hoover, makes the catch inside the 5 and into the end zone, touchdown! Gabe Hoover with his second receiving touchdown of the night, this time from 24 yards out, and the Bullpups take a 13-0 lead. 57 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and I love that connection of Kyler Hoppus and Gabe Hoover.
And the Bullpups just went 83 yards in six plays. Took them less than 2 minutes. Bullpups on their way, folks.
The second connection of Kyler Hoppus to Gabe Hoover, and it was 14-0 McPherson to end the first quarter. On their first drive of the second quarter, McPherson was looking at a third down and long and drew up their go-to play, the bubble screen, and let Taylen Huff show off that sprinter speed.
Third and 13, Hoppus will pass, setting up the screen. Top side caught by Taylen Huff. Needs to make one more man miss, and he does. Taylen Huff off to the races, midfield, inside the 30. Taylen Huff inside the 20, inside the 10, 5, touchdown Bullpups. They did it several times a year ago, and this time they go 68 yards. The screen pass to Taylen Huff, and the Bullpups take a 20-0 lead. They fake the screen pass to the running back on the near side, and the heavens open up for Taylen Huff for his sixth receiving touchdown in the last 2 years.
68 yards for Taylen Huff for his first touchdown of the year, and McPherson led 20-0. On the second play of the following Winfield drive, a bad snap pinned the Viking defense inside the 10-yard line on McPherson's first forced turnover of the game.
Crandall out of the gun. Snap will roll between his legs. Ball is down on the turf inside the 10. Still squirming around. The Bullpups say they have it, trying to force their first turnover of the night, and the Bullpups come away with it. A bad snap, and the Bullpups come away with their first takeaway of the night here and push that turnover differential to plus 4 on the season.
After getting stopped short on third down, the Bullpups rolled the dice on fourth and goal from the 1.
And now they've got some big bodies in Mason Thrash and Khalil Lisbon, the fullbacks. Kenneman, the ball carrier, they give it to him on fourth and goal from the 1. Stretches his way toward the goal line. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown Bullpups as Chase Kenneman graces the end zone for the second time this season, and the Bullpups convert on fourth down for the second time tonight to make it 26-0.
Chase Kenneman put McPherson up 26-0, and the Bullpups had started the rout early. But Winfield then had its best drive of the game, going 72 yards thanks to a big reception and personal foul penalty, and scored their only touchdown of the night from Landon Davis.
Casey Crandall on the right hash. Now we'll throw a quick bubble screen to the near side. Caught by Landon Davis inside the 10, inside the 5. Davis spins and into the end zone. Touchdown, Winfield. 14 yards on the pass to Landon Davis. And the Vikings are on the board for the first time here tonight. And that was a pretty good drive there for Winfield, just taking three plays to go 72 yards.
26-7 Bullpups, and they would actually be forced to punt on a 3-and-out on the next drive. But the Bullpup defense was hungry for another turnover.
First and 10 for Winfield. Crandall will throw a quick pass, and this one is thrown right into the arms of Odyssey Whitaker at the 30-yard line, trying to take it back for 6. Whitaker inside the 15 and bumped out of bounds. Second turnover forced of the night, and Odyssey Whitaker has 2 picks a season ago, his first in 2018, and the Bullpups now down to the 13.
McPherson would take advantage of the short field position yet again, with Jace Kinneman plunging in on the second play of the drive.
Out of the pistol, Kenneman had a touchdown a moment ago. They'll give it to him on first and goal at the 2, and the C's part for the bus, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Bullpups. His second rushing touchdown of the night, third of the season, and the Bullpups take a 32-7 lead over the Winfield Vikings.
McPherson led 34-7 at the halftime break, and the Bullpups threw for 216 yards in the first half. McPherson would only complete one more pass in the second half, but it was the ground game that got them going into the end zone for the first time in the third quarter. After forcing a punt, Jace Kinneman broke his longest run of the night.
handoff. Kinnaman cuts it back up, and he's got the field in front of him. Chase Kinnaman off to the races, inside the 20, inside the 10, a stiff arm, and gets tripped up inside the 5. Chase Kinnaman almost went 52 yards, but instead, though, Collins 48 down to the 4, the bus with his longest run of the night, and the Bullpups now inside the Midway Motors Super Center red zone.
After doing the heavy lifting to get the Bullpups to the 4, Kinnaman stayed in the game to complete the hat trick.
8:25 left to go, third quarter. Kinnaman, the running back behind a couple of big fullbacks. They'll give it to Jace right up the middle. Sees the light of day and dives into the end zone. Touchdown! A hat trick for Jace Kinnaman, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season, and the Bullpups now lead Winfield 40-7. He'll get that third touchdown on the short run, but it was the 48-yard rush that set up the score, and the Bullpups lead 40-7.
40-7, McPherson led, and then the most exciting play of the night was up next. After nearly blocking three Winfield punts in a row, the Bullpups and Cody Stuffelbean finally got a piece of the punt, and it led to 6.
Here's a chance for a house call for Jacob Pyle, who's camped out at the Winfield 44. Owen will punt from inside his 5. And Cody Stuffelbean this time does pick up the block. It's picked up by Noah Avila down the far sideline and into the end zone. Touchdown! The Bullpups score on the blocked punt, and it's Noah Avila that takes it into the end zone. McPherson with a 46-7 lead. Cody Stuffelbean with the block, and Avila into the end zone for 6. Big number 66 picks up his first touchdown.
And that is a lineman's dream right there. And we were saying, how is Cody Stuffelbean missing those blocking those punts? Because it looked like, you know, he should have got them. But Avila picking it up and showing a little speed for a big man.
McPherson led Winfield 47-7 halfway through the third quarter, and the starters would not play for the rest of the night. Neither team scored for the rest of the game, and the Bullpups got this season off to their best start in 7 years.
Now down to 7 seconds. Vikings might try to run one more, but they won't have any time. And for the first time since 2011, the Bullpups win a Week 2 game. And for the first time since that year, they start a season 2-0. The Bullpups come on the road here to Winfield tonight and dismantle the Vikings by a final score of 47-7. Bullpups win! Bullpups win! The Bullpups win at Steve Sell. McPherson is 2-0 and looking ready for a chance to make this a special season here tonight. We were worried about the offense all week, and they showed why this offense was so highly touted throughout the offseason.
Yeah, absolutely right. And again, the numbers won't look spectacular because we had running clock. We didn't throw the ball in the second half, but more than enough to get things done. 112 on the ground, 208 through the air.
47-7 the final score from Winfield as the Bullpups dominated the game offensively. Kyler Hoppus passed for 3 touchdowns and 216 yards. Jace Kinnaman carried the ball 19 times for 108 yards and 3 scores. Gabe Hoover made 7 catches for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Taylen Huff had 2 catches for 77 yards and a score as well. So the Bullpups are now 2-0 to start the season and will take on the El Dorado Wildcats in Week 3 on the road. El Dorado was 1-1 after beating Independence on the road in Week 1 and then lost to Buehler 19-6 in Week 2 at home, despite being tied 6-6 entering the fourth quarter. McPherson will have a commanding lead in the league with a win at El Dorado in Week 3. That's a place that they have not played at since 2015.